Thank you and good morning. A bill that would allow for physician-assisted death in California has advanced out of the Senate Health Committee, its first major hurdle, and will now head to the Senate Judiciary Committee to work out the legal language. The bill, which is modeled on the Death with Dignity Act that's been in place in Oregon since 1997, would allow a terminally ill California resident to end their own life. Hundreds of people packed the Senate hearing chamber on Tuesday to voice their support for the measure. Similar bills have failed five times in California since 1992, but support for compassionate end-of-life options has steadily grown. The bill's sponsors, Senators Lois Wolk and Bill Monning, said in a statement that the fears raised by opponents have proven to be unfounded in the two decades since the Oregon law was passed. Some good news for fishermen. State Senator Tom Berryhill has introduced a bill that would make it easier for fishing enthusiasts to get sport fishing licenses in California and would change the time frame those licenses were valid. Citing a steep drop in the number of licenses issued, Berryhill has authored SB 345, the Sport Fishing Stimulus Act, that would replace the current calendar year fishing license to one that is valid for 12 consecutive months instead. The bill would also lower the cost for a junior angler license, and the measure would cover both saltwater and freshwater licenses. Berryhill said in a statement that convenience and cost were two hurdles to get a fishing license, and that's led to a drastic drop in the number issued, and that's hurt the state's economy. The noontime siren in Arcata is no more. Jordan Christmas has more.
The siren that sat atop the Arcata Fire Station in downtown Arcata has been removed and will no longer summon volunteers to a fire, nor will it be used to signal the noon hour. The siren, which was used since 1975, is being replaced with a bell that is currently undergoing refurbishment before it's lifted into place. The bell was originally in place atop the station and was used from 1908 until 1948, and it was donated to the department in the 1880s by a local railroad company. The siren will still be used, however. It will be stored in Eureka and will be brought out to sound the start of the annual kinetic sculpture race, which begins on the Arcata Plaza. The renovation of the downtown fire station is ongoing, and Chief Desmond Cowan said that the building should be ready for firefighters by midsummer.
Caltrans will host a memorial service at its District 1 headquarters today to honor those Caltrans workers and contractors who have lost their lives while working in District 1 since 1927. The Eureka Memorial will be held a week before the state event, and Eureka-based Caltrans officials will note the 15 employees who have lost their lives while working on roads and highways in our region. The ceremony begins at 10 o'clock this morning, and the public is welcome to attend. Statewide, 183 Caltrans workers have died while on the job since the department was formed. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. City leaders in Eureka, including the city council and city staff, were joined by members of the public, and they met recently to hear a proposal from a consultant hired to look at how the city can improve the first impression travelers get as they enter the city from the south. City Manager Greg Sparks said that no one is happy with the rundown motels and the panhandlers you see on South Broadway, but there are also plenty of other issues to deal with.
We had a public meeting on this a few weeks ago at the Wharfinger Building, very well attended. The public, from businesses, from our council. We have a consultant hired, and I thought the nice thing the consultant did is they put out kind of three alternatives. And besides trying to make that south entryway more attractive, it also has a very strong purpose of how do we slow traffic down coming into Eureka.
Sparks said that suggestions from the public were all over the place. One resident even suggested ivy covering the Herrick Overpass. But Sparks said the city is looking for something other than the Wrigley Field look.
Believe me, we had suggestions from people from everything from wildflowers to planting redwoods. So a number of ideas out there, but how do we, in terms of both create that positive first impression, all this grant does is get us to some potential design of what this can look like. Then the matter is, do we have a project that we can take to Caltrans and get funding for?
The South Entrance Improvement is just one part of an overall strategy to make Eureka more friendly and welcoming to visitors. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.